Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Golden State will go to 14-12, and they're 2-9 in their last 11 games, so they've got to get it figured out as Pajemski goes in and scores at the buzzer to make it academic. 144-93, a 51-point defeat at the hands of the Memphis Grizzlies. Well, the Warriors lose big here in Memphis, 144-93. And on a night where Steph Curry doesn't make a shot, 0-for-7 from the field, 0-for-6 from three. He did hit a couple of free throws, played 24 minutes. Draymond Green played 19 minutes. He didn't make a shot, didn't have a rebound, didn't have an assist on the night. He did have a steal. But when that happens, when, you know, I don't think that's ever happened, that Curry and Draymond have not made a shot in the same game. They were 0-for-11 combined, and the Warriors just got run out of the gym here. The Grizzlies were ready. They were ready. They were ready from the opening tip, and the Warriors eased a little bit into the game. They weren't ready for the physicality, and Memphis was really, really good tonight. And just like Dallas was really, really good, the problem for the Warriors is that right now you look at it's really the last two nights, their defense is not nearly as bad as the score indicates. And by that I mean there are a lot of shots that went down the last couple of nights. I mean, two games in a row, the opposition has shot 50% or better from the field, 59 for Dallas, 54 for Memphis. But to me, the what's happening is the offense is bogging down to the point where that's good, that's an issue. And three of the last four games, the Warriors have scored 93 points or less. And I'm sorry, three of the last five games, I should say, not the last four. And then a total of four of the last six, they've scored less than 100. Before that, they had scored less than 100 only two times all year. And losing to the Clippers, 102-99, and then losing at San Antonio, 104-94. So definitely a little bit of a malaise going on right now when you're 2-9 in your last 11. The problem is in the Western Conference, that's going to drop you. The Warriors have gone from 12-3 down to the number 8 spot. They've got Minnesota coming up. They go back home for Indiana, the Lakers, and then a back-to-back at the Clippers and then home for Phoenix. So it's a tough part of the schedule. And they need to find a way to grind out a win somewhere. And they have to look at Saturday as a way to do that. They have to play better than what's happened the last couple of nights. But give Memphis credit. They took the game of the Warriors, and they were good all night long. 38 assists tonight for the Grizzlies on 53 buckets. Their ball movement was good. And they've gone away from what they've done in the past to more of a Warrior-like offense. And it's paying dividends for them in a big way. And this is going to be one of the tough teams to battle, you know, in the Western Conference, because they have speed, they have size, and they have shooting. And right now the Warriors have to find a way to create open shots on one end. And I thought tonight they overhelped a little bit too much. That, you know, would you rather have, you know, Zach Edey get a two inside or leave a shooter wide open for a three? And I think that's something they have to look at. As Steve Kerr said way back when on the coaches show, it's a guard your yard type of game. And the Warriors didn't get that done. And, again, when you have your two best players not making a shot combined in the game, two future Hall of Famers not making a shot in the same game, does not bode well for a victory or even a good performance. So they'll try to get back at it again. That's on Saturday night. Let's get you to the upcoming broadcast. Warriors will take on the Timberwolves Saturday, 4:30 the airtime, 5 o'clock the tip, then back home on Monday for a 6:30 airtime, 7 o'clock tip. Indiana Pacers, Tyrese Haliburton, their only trip to Chase Center is Monday night. And then Christmas Day, 4:30 the airtime, 5 o'clock the tip, Warriors and the L.A. Lakers.